that I would not. I feel good. I knew that I would not. So good, so good. I got a year.
Oh, yeah, when James says he feels like sugar and spice, we're at halftime on the show, and at this point, we're starting our UHealth interview, and we've got a good one today. Dr. David Rosso, he's a laryngologist with UHealth. That's the University of Miami Health System. Dr. Rosso was recently named one of the top 10 laryngologists by Billboard magazine, and I know that somebody you know was the one that performed the surgery on Adele. Dr. Rosso, welcome to the show.
Hi, Jim. How are you doing?
I'm doing great, but I got to get out of here because I got to go watch the Canes. Now, if
I know, I was thinking the same thing.
Yeah, well, you know, that's what the DVR is for the first part. Now, doctor, what about when I go to the game, I sit in the stands, I yell so loud that it's going to be disruptive to the team. With about 15 minutes in, I don't have any voice, and I got to believe that the athletes and the coaches have those problems too. What can you do?
Absolutely, Jim. You know, I mean, we definitely appreciate your sacrifice in the name of the Canes, but, you know, you have to remember that your voice is a muscular system just like any other, and the same way that you're not going to go out and run a marathon every day, if you try to go to the game and you scream your head off for 15 minutes, all of a sudden you've blown everything out. You have to remember to treat it like something that's a precious resource, and you have to meet it out.
Now, how can, you know, I watch, gosh, I just got to say, popular press and movies and TV. That's my knowledge of what you do. So people gargle, you know, what do they do to, what can you do to maintain your voice? Obviously, it's something that's important to me. I know Bruce just put his headset on so he could hear too. You got professional talkers listening, so talk.
Absolutely. So, again, you want to treat it as though it's a muscular system. Think about the way that you take care of your body if you go for a run or if you play tennis or the way basketball players take care of their bodies. You want to keep it hydrated. You don't want to get too dried out. So drinking water is one of the most important things that we always tell patients. You want to avoid putting things in your body that are going to dry it out or that are going to irritate it. So caffeine, unfortunately, as much as we love it and keeps us awake, caffeine definitely is a no-no if you're having a problem with your voice. You know, excessive amounts of alcohol, cigarette smoke obviously is a big no-no. And, you know, you just want to make sure that you're using it in a way that isn't damaging. That's the key thing, is that you can use the voice and you can use it in situations where you can get really animated and get really fired up, but you got to keep it at a level where you're not straining it. You're not abusing it.
Oh, we got to get together for lunch. I need some of your secret tips. This is going great. Now,
it's on you.
Oh, no problem. And Bruce will come. He'll buy the second cup of coffee. We already ascertained that. Wanda, is Bruce live here? You're alive, Bruce.
Oh, I was just going to say how important this is. I spend my entire day speaking on television, here on the radio, at conferences, and singing in the band.
Absolutely.
And my voice,
you know,
goes
and the
very
thing
easy.
That people don't realize is that it's not just singers and entertainers who depend on their voices. It's a really critical part of everything you do. And certainly for your audience and for you guys there in the studio, the voice is as critical a part of your skill set as your mind. You know, and I see patients all day who are their teachers, their parents, they're salespeople, you know, someone sitting on the phone all day trying to sell product, and if their voice goes out, you know, they're talking with someone who says, "Are you sick? What's wrong with you?" And it makes it really hard to make a sale.
Oh, no.
And people don't realize that until it's gone.
Well, Bruce and I both use our voices to make money, so it's important. And I can tell you is that I used to, in the old days when there was people that operated the phone desk up front, they recognized my voice. It's very important. Now, one of the questions I wanted to get to, because I get prepped for these interviews, believe it or not, is, you know, I hear and, you know, you watch that this or that singer or that actor, they went off because they had polyps on their vocal cords. Now, there's, Bruce, you could say it. Go.
Oh, I had them, and I had them removed twice. Okay. So I'm very, very interested in all of this.
Well, doctor, there's a softball. Go hit it out of the park.
So polyps are just one of many different kinds of benign things you can get on your vocal cords. Most causes of hoarseness are benign. You can have nodules, you can have polyps, you know, there's a whole range of things. Most of them, again, are benign and can be easily managed medically. Sometimes surgery is necessary. The surgeries are outpatient and very short and very low risk, but they do need to happen. But polyps sometimes in certain special cases can be managed even in the office. We now have the technology to take care of some of these problems without taking someone to the operating room and putting them under general anesthesia. And one of the primary ways that we have to do that is using a laser.
Wow. Now, I just got to ask, I read about how you guys are the only university-based hospital in South Florida, et cetera. I mean, is this kind of treatment available everywhere else?
No, it's not. We're the only ones who offer it in South Florida. If you want to get an office laser procedure for your vocal cords, pretty much U Health is the place to go.
Well, I think U Health is the place to go for pretty much any treatment, but if they want to find out about what you're doing, how do they get a hold of you, Doc?
So, you can call U Health at 305-243-2000. That's the number for the Department of ENT. That's otolaryngology. Or to reach my personal line, it's 305-CHECKUP.
Oh, I love that.
243-2587, checkup.
Wow, hold on. I got to write that down. Hold on. Cause
easy to remember.
Yeah, checkup. I know. I got it, but I'm writing it down anyway because you, I got to talk about. I got to talk to you. We're going to have a great time. Me, you, and Bruce. Bruce is buying, actually.
Anytime.
All right. Well, we're both in the Grove. You can come and have a great time. Now, Doc, we've only got about a minute and a half left. Why don't you give me the takeaway that you want to make sure everybody has about how to protect and take care of their vocal cords? I got to just say it this way so they never have to see you.
You got it. So, again, what you don't want to be doing is straining. If it hurts or it feels like you're having to push your voice, then that's a sign that you're doing something wrong. The same way if you hurt your ankle or your knee, you don't want to try to run harder on it. So you've got to rest your voice if something's wrong with it. And the most important thing I can tell you is if you're hoarse, if there's a problem with your voice, and it's not just a cold, it lasts longer than a couple of weeks, that's when I want to see you because, God forbid it's something worse, but, that's how we diagnose cancer is if you've had hoarseness that's longer than 2 weeks, it may be something benign, it may be something that's very easily treated, but we want to make sure that it's not something bad.
Wow, I'm sending my mom right over. She had a procedure last year. They put the thing down her throat, and she hasn't been able to talk right since then. Mom, if you're listening, what is it again, 305-CHECKUP?
305-CHECKUP, that's right.
I'm the man. I actually remembered something.
Good
Doc,
job.
Doc, I want to thank you. You're one of the greatest guests, and in tribute to Brewster Kell, I promise that I'm going to put this up on my social media and repeat all the information you gave because this is some awesome stuff anybody could use every day. High five to you, Doc.
All right, a virtual high five. Thanks, Jim.
All
Thanks,
right.
Bruce.